All right, we are live. This is CDSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cdsf.ca, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request, text or call us at 778-782-CDSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shechlach from the Ntlakemich Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have an awesome show for you guys coming up on this January 30th, 2025, on Free Voices. We have a subject, and it's on worthiness. And we have some of our usual guests coming in. We have, hopefully, our high diving champion of the world, Wegedus, coming in. We have Mr. Salar coming in from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society as a member. Also, Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and also the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. So stay tuned for those. And we have some awesome music coming up for you guys. We have some Cyclona, The Dead South, Munich Productions, Electric Mountain, and if we have enough time, we'll have some Joy Olandankin. And we'd like to welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Spain, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Norway, from Egypt, from Africa, from India, from Philippines, from China, from Japan, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice. And just joining us to make this world a better, awesome place in the universe. And yeah, we're going to start off our program with some energetic music from Cyclona and their song called Edge of the Universe. So let's get this show on the road and get this show started. Enjoy, everybody. Cyclona, Edge of the Universe. that was Cyclona, Edge of the Universe, and we're back. And we have our brother on the line with us, the high diving champion of the world, Wegedesk. And we'd love to start out this show right, and we'd like to ask him, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure, Eagle Nation. It's a real honor to be tuning in with you today. And as we prepare for these deep breaths, we're going to go in through the nose and relax our mind, our shoulders, our spine, our toes. Let's relax everything so that that good energy from the sky comes into us. And then as we exhale, we're just going to let everything go and relax even more. So let's do it. 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. And a good exhale. Love that part. 2 more. And 1 more. Thank you.
Oh, man. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome, brother. We really thank you for bringing us through those deep breaths, and just welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us. And we have our subject today, and it's on worthiness. So we'd love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, what a great topic, worthiness, hey? To be worthy, to have deserved something. And I guess we ourselves are who can authorize whether or not we believe we're worthy. There are other people outside of us that might give us the okay or not. Like if you go to a job interview, maybe that boss is saying you're worthy or not worthy. But I think the most important worthiness is your own worthiness for yourself. How do you feel about yourself? Have you been cutting corners in your own to-do list? Have you been staying away from your temptations that you know are no good for you? You, and only you, are going to be the final say in what you actually are worth and whether or not you're worthy. And so for the listeners, and myself specifically, I want the listeners to know that my healing journey has included a lot of letting go of addiction. And I say letting go of because as we've done our healing work, the addictions and the want for those bad things has just kind of evaporated. But the healthier you get, it's not like, oh, all of a sudden you're just free and clear from temptation and addiction. So one of the main tools that I use to stay ahead of my addictions is I use fasting. And fasting is not eating. I do water fasts, so I only drink water for at least 1 day, a whole 24 hours each week, and at least once a month I will do a full 3-day water fast. And I did that last week. It felt really good. And essentially, you can imagine, you know, for me, one of my temptations or one of my sinnings is gluttony. I love to eat. And once I'm eating, I like to eat more. And once I've eaten more, I like to eat until all the food's gone. And so you can imagine if I do a full day of no eating, then the next meal I have doesn't have to be so big. Mm. Even just one single apple is enough to make me feel satisfied. Mm. So I wanted to share that with our listeners in that one of the things that makes me feel worthy is staying in line with my own rules and regulations that I know work for me. And when I do that, my life has more grace, I have more confidence, I feel more worthy of the things in life that I'm working for because I've worked for them. So that's what I got to say about worthiness. Chief, how about you?
Well, I was reminded, and I don't even know how I was reminded, but it came from the words of Councillor Fari once upon a time, and she was struggling with her journey in life to get involved with especially helping Indigenous people all over North and South America. And she met with one great leader, and she said that she didn't feel worthy. And that person told her, well, get worthy. And worthiness is a feeling that can give us confidence to accomplish and achieve any goal in our life. And that's one of the things that I realized is very important for anyone to go through and realize that, you know, worthiness comes from ourselves. Just like you were saying, worthiness, we need to work on it and practice it, and it'll help us get through and accomplish many achievements and many goals. And I really appreciate your words, because they mean so much, because you've achieved so much and accomplished so much. And just to have you come on our program and share your words of wisdom and your care and attention for our subjects, it's so amazing. I'm always looking forward to hearing from it. From you. So we
thank you, Chief.
Yeah,
it's my pleasure. I love to connect with Eagle Nation, and thank you for showing up every Thursday, man in the station there. I know you bring in a bunch of good vibes for everybody that's there every day, you know, so thank you so much for doing that, brother. I love you, and I love everybody at Eagle Nation, all the listeners, everybody around the world and the entire universe. We're connecting and making our health stronger, our hearts brighter, and our communities a much better place, Chief. So thank you very much for doing that.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And just have a great week and weekend, and lots of love to you. And we're going to have to say bye for now.
Thank you, brother. Bye for now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk, the high driving champion of the world, with his special words of wisdom that always bring some perspective to life, and just looking to achieve a lot of high goals that we can, and just special. So we're going to carry on with our program, and we have another guest coming in, Mr. Salar, and he's from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. So we're going to hear him and get his perspective. And first, we're going to play him a song, and this one's from the Dead South called Broken Cowboy. And these guys are from Saskatchewan boys, so I really love this band. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening. Enjoy, everyone. This is the Dead South.
Long, dark, dirty road. two kids. I gave her a daughter, she gave me a son. Oh, we rode those damn horses until we had none. Fear still I fly him, doing things for diet. No, I should have put that old gun away. But
played for you Broken Cowboy, which is a song that was on Sugar and Joy. It wasn't supposed to be on there, but it made it. And it's just a personal song with some, you know, some meaning that I'm not going to get into.
All right. That was The Dead South and their song Broken Cowboy. Man, pretty special. Those boys are from Saskatchewan. Pretty awesome. And we have on the line with us, we have Mr. Salar, and he's a member of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and we're very honored and blessed to have him still with us and going on strong. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Salar. How are you?
Very good, very good. Thank you very much for inviting me, and greeting to you, your wonderful team, and all your loved listeners to the all in the all the corner of this wonderful world. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, we were very happy that your journey to the hospital and repair shop was successful, and you're on a very successful journey to your healing and recovery. So just a lot of appreciation for the people that helped you.
So this is correct and true.
Yes, and we have our subject today, and it's on worthiness, and we'd love to hear your words on worthiness.
Yes, perfect, perfect. You know, when I was receiving this topic from you, I thought about it, and then I found out that this is a very strong word with a history. Why I'm saying history? Because back in the 17th century, this word was used only to emphasize and to show the material worth of somebody or something. It took many, many years until the nature of this word moved from only to be material, also move up, updated to the spiritual station of a person, to the person with a greater soul and greater aim in life. And this is quite mysterizing how a word can change its nature during so many long years. For example, at the beginning, they wanted to tell other people in a story or also by talking about somebody, they said that he is or he is not worth his salt. The salt at those times, it was a very rare commodity, and even the soldiers were paid a certain amount of salt as a salary. And that word eventually changed and changed. And when we today, we say what is the salary of somebody, it goes back to those years that the people were paid with salt. And if somebody wanted to go, this person is worthy, or is this person is worth, or whatever he's doing is worth or not, they said he is worth of the salt that is paid for him or not. And it took a long time that came to the point that people like Nelson Mandela, like Nehru, like Mother Teresa, and all those wonderful, wonderful people showed that, hey, beside the material world, there is also other aspect of this huge world, worthiness. And this is that I would suggest that each of us, you know, do our part to make everybody think the first things of the spiritual quality of a person than the material worth, how much he has, how much
material he has and his background, because all those goes away with the thing, with the wind, you know, it comes and goes. But the spiritual quality of a person is what stays and remind everybody, as a famous Persian poet says, whether is remembered by people of his kindness is not dead. Dead are only those people who are not remembered for their kindness and help to the society and to the humanity. For example, our beloved Councillor Fari is not among us, but she's not dead, because by every occasion we think about her. We think about the quality that he spread around her, for the community that she was in, for the other people that they came in touch with her, or all the future plan that we are right now aiming and walking on her behalf. You know, this is the real worthiness of a person. And I believe that it's good that as soon as we hear this word, we think about what human quality, what spiritual quality a person has, that we can say, yes, he is worthy of that, and he is worthy of using his or her positive quality and share with everybody else, because this is the only reason that we are given some positive power, only to share it with others, that they don't have this. And we have always to think that those who don't have our quality, then they